I often ask myself why socialism had to be tied up with internationalism, why it could not work as well or better in conjunction with nationalism. A railroad worker concurred. I shuddered at the thought of Germany in the grip of Bolshevism. The slogan, "Workers of the World Unite," made no sense to me. At the same time, however, national socialism, with its promise of a community, barring all class struggle, attracted me profoundly. A third worker wrote that he embraced the Nazis because of their uncompromising will to stamp out the class struggle, snobberies of caste and party hatreds. The movement bore the true message of socialism to the German working man. One of the great ironies of history is that the more similar two groups are, the greater the potential for them to hate each other. God seems to have a particular fondness for contradicting the cliched notion that increased understanding between groups or societies will breed peace. Israelis and Palestinians, Greeks and Turks, Indians and Pakistanis understand each other very well, and yet they would probably take exception to this liberal rule of thumb. Academics who share nearly identical worldviews, incomes, and interests are notoriously capable of despising each other, even as they write learned papers about how increased understanding brings comity. So it was with communists and Nazis between the two world wars. The notion that communism and Nazism are polar opposites stems from the deeper truth that they are in fact kindred spirits. Or, as Richard Pipes has written, Bolshevism and fascism were heresies of socialism. Both ideologies are reactionary in the sense that they try to recreate tribal impulses. Communists champion class, Nazis race, fascists the nation. All such ideologies, we can call them totalitarian for now, attract the same types of people. Hitler's hatred for communism has been opportunistically exploited to signify ideological distance when in fact it indicated the exact opposite. Today, this maneuver has settled into conventional wisdom, but what Hitler hated about Marxism and communism had almost nothing to do with those aspects of communism that we would consider relevant, such as economic doctrine or the need to destroy the capitalists and bourgeoisie. In these areas, Hitler largely saw eye to eye with socialists and communists. His hatred stemmed from his paranoid conviction that the people calling themselves communists were in fact in on a foreign Jewish conspiracy. He says this over and over again in Mein Kampf. He studied the names of communists and socialists, and if they sounded Jewish, that's all he needed to know. It was all a con job, a ruse, to destroy Germany. Only authentically German ideas from authentic Germans could be trusted. And when those Germans, like Feder or Strasser, proposed socialist ideas straight out of the Marxist playbook, he had virtually no objection whatsoever.